May the 11th, 1685. Friday does not seem to understand that I am completely against the eating of human flesh. For today he took me back to the place on the beach where we had buried his enemies, and indicated that we should dig them up and eat their flesh. I tried to express my anger and outrage at the idea, and I believe he soon began to realize that cannibalism was not something that he and I were going to enjoy together. Taking a sword and guns, and with Friday's bow and arrow, we went back to the shore where the cannibals had been. The sand was covered with human remains. Using sign language, Friday made me understand that there had been a great battle amongst rival tribes. Prisoners had been taken, and the victors planned to celebrate with a cannibal feast. I asked Friday to clear up the remains and made a great fire on the sand to burn them. As he worked, I could see that he hankered after the flesh and was still a cannibal at heart. I hope I will be able to lead him into better ways. May the 28th, 1685. I have begun to teach Friday a few words of English, and as the days pass, I have begun to realize that no man could be a more faithful friend than Friday, although our relationship is more like father and son. To help Friday lose his taste for human flesh, I decided to offer him other kinds of meat and took him into the woods to kill a young goat. It was also a good opportunity to show him how a gun worked, as this was still a complete mystery to him. I have also given him some clothes to wear. He found them strange at first, but I think he is rather proud of them now. September the 2nd, 1685. After a few months, Friday's English is improving, and I have been able to ask him how he came to be taken prisoner by the enemy tribe. He told me that his tribe was the stronger, but that the group of warriors he was with had been outnumbered by the enemy. "But why didn't your people rescue you?" I asked. Friday explained that he had been taken away by canoe. "My tribe have no canoe that time," he said. "What does your nation do with men they take?" I asked. "Do they eat them as these did?" "Yes, my nation eat mans too, eat all up," Friday explained. "They come here." "Have you been here with them?" "Yes, I been here," and he pointed to the northwest side of the island, which, it seems, was where his tribe held their feasts. I also learned from Friday that the currents around this island change between morning and afternoon. If I had picked a different time to try my canoe, I might not have had such a desperate journey. Perhaps, with his help, I may one day be able to escape. In return, I have told Friday my own story. He seems able to understand most of what I say. I have taught him to shoot, I have described the countries of Europe to him, and, in doing so, made myself even more homesick than before. I have also shown him what is left of my ship, which is very little after so many years. When he understood that I had arrived on the ship, he said something that at first I didn't understand. "Me see boat like this come to place at my tribe." Eventually I realized that he meant that another ship had been driven up on the shores of his island, and that his people had saved the white men from the sea. What was even more interesting was that they hadn't killed and eaten them, the only 8 men who came to fight against them, and that the 17 survivors still lived amongst the tribe.